Purdue senior linebacker Joe Holland says the team's season is defined by its final game.
You know, some ups and downs and, you know, the ebb and flow of everything. But, you know, it made it a lot of fun. So to come out on top, you know, means a lot to us, especially the senior class.
The Boilermakers capped off their 2011 campaign with a 37-32 win over Western Michigan in the Little Caesars Pizza Bowl in Detroit. Purdue trailed 8-0 early, but responded by recovering two onside kicks, taking a kickoff 99 yards for a touchdown, and forcing seven turnovers to claim its first bowl victory in four seasons, and first under head coach Danny Hope.
Our football team knew the magnitude that it could have. You know, we came into the ball game 6-6, and we were either going to leave here with a 6-7 record or a 7-6 record. And even though it's only one game difference, it's a huge difference.
The bowl victory was the crescendo to a year that had a little bit of everything. The Boilers ended the 2010 season on a 6-game losing streak, and they were determined to erase that black cloud immediately. But before they even played their first game of 2011, the Boilermakers lost their starting quarterback Rob Henry to a torn ACL. Once the season got underway, the successes and tribulations were about even. The team needed a blocked field goal to survive its first game against Middle Tennessee, and then lost the following week when their game-winning field goal try was blocked at Rice. The Boilers suffered blowout losses at Michigan and Wisconsin, but also pulled off upset wins against then-ranked Illinois and Ohio State. Purdue had to win two of its last three games to even qualify for a bowl. They did, including a road victory at rival Indiana on the final week of the season. Junior running back Akeem Shavers was named the Little Caesars Pizza Bowl Most Valuable Player. He says the team's struggles and challenges throughout the year prepared them physically and mentally to come away with a win Tuesday in Detroit.
We've been through a lot on this team, so it's not really, like, we're really made for things to go this way. So I think just being in this predicament, it was really nothing different for us. We've been through it plenty of times, and we knew how to handle ourselves.
That kind of determination and focus made one of the Boilermakers' most successful alum proud. Cliff Averill now calls Ford Field home when he plays defensive end Sunday for the Detroit Lions. The NFL star was on the sidelines Tuesday to watch his alma mater capture the Little Caesars Pizza Bowl trophy. He says their grit and ability to bounce back from setbacks proves they are making progress.
You know, they got something to build on. They got something to build on for next year and the years to come, so it definitely means a lot. They did real well. You know, the intensity was here. The guys came out and played. You know, had a couple of little rough spots, but they played well.
Purdue Athletic Director Morgan Burke is encouraged as well. He showed his confidence in the job Danny Hope and his staff is doing when last week he extended Hope's contract 2 years. Burke says the Boilers' performance against Western Michigan is evidence Purdue is moving in the right direction.
We've been to postseason 11 times in 15 years, but we've had a dip. And now we're climbing back out, and you got to do it the old-fashioned way. You got to slug and keep going, and that's what they did. They didn't give up. And it's a start. You know, you're on a rung of the ladder, but to a lot of those kids, they hadn't been to a bowl game. And it's very contagious once you start to get there. If you haven't been there, it's equally a problem.
The victory is special for Purdue on many levels. For seniors like Joe Holland, who was named the Little Caesars Pizza Bowl lineman of the game, he will leave West Lafayette as a winner. For younger guys like Shavers and freshman Raheem Mostert, who was responsible for the 99-yard kickoff return, the win in Detroit is a building block moving forward. Although it was the first bowl win for Danny Hope as a head coach, he has been a part of bowl wins as an assistant, and he believes a postseason win can have ripple effects for the program's future.
You know, you can have a great season, and then you lose your bowl game, and you go into the offseason with a loss. And I'm really happy for our team to be able to go into the offseason with a win, and I think it builds great momentum for our team, and it will certainly be a shot in the arm in the recruiting process, and will certainly, I think, re-energize our fan base in a lot of ways.
In Detroit, Sam Clement, WBAA News.